Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us now, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you, Ian?
Friday night in the summertime, no complaints. Excited for this week's show, too, but before we do that, let me clear up my challenge from last time. I said, start with the phrase Bunker Hill. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a world capital and a comic book character. What are the words? With shouts to our buddy Mark Ruffalo, the comic book character is Hulk, and the world capital is Berlin.
All right, Ian. I spent part of my holiday weekend in the great state of New Hampshire. In fact, what I am reading now was written in the great state of New Hampshire, which is quite possibly why all of the correct answers this week will be a two-word phrase, name, or title with the initials NH, like New Hampshire.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
What author, 1 year after the publication of The House of the Seven Gables, wrote an 1852 biography of his college friend Franklin Pierce, who, after his election to the presidency, rewarded him with a position as U.S. consul in Liverpool, England?
I will guess Nathaniel Hawthorne.
That is a good guess because it is correct. And educational reformer Horace Mann once said, quote, "If he makes out Pierce to be a great man or a brave man, it will be the greatest work of fiction he ever wrote."
Savage.
Named after a district of London that includes Portobello Road, where much of the movie was filmed, what 1999 film's review in Variety rated it overall positively, saying, quote, "It's slick, it's gawky, it's 10 minutes too long, and it's certainly not Four Weddings and a Funeral Part 2 in either construction or overall tone."
It's something Notting Hill? Notting Hill.
Notting Hill is correct. Be more sure of your answers. You're right. In the last scene of Notting Hill, Hugh Grant's character is reading Captain Corelli's Mandolin, which was going to be director Roger Mitchell's next film, but he had to withdraw because he had a heart attack.
That's a good reason.
Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, named for the U.S. Army physician and yellow fever researcher, is commonly known as Walter Reed, Navy Med, and the Bethesda what?
Naval Hospital.
That's right, the Bethesda Naval Hospital. What city features a region in the center of its downtown that is known as the Nine Square Plan, which is formed by eight streets laid out in a grid, and the northwest side of which is bordered by buildings adjacent to an area known as Old Campus?
Two-word city? New Haven.
Yes, correct. The Old Campus referring to what?
Yale.
That's right.
Where they only let me in as a visitor.
And finally, what phrase is often used to refer to either a bar, pub, or restaurant near a golf course, or to the clubhouse of the course itself, and is sometimes a place on a miniature golf course where a player can win a free game if they make a good shot?
Yeah, I was obsessed with that in mini golf. The 19th hole.
The 19th hole is correct. Well, Ian needed no help this week. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name New Hampshire. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 6-letter word for a type of song and a 7-letter word for what you probably don't do when you're singing that song. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you soon.